The Warriors and Cavs clash in Game 5, and solid three-point shooting in the first half propelling the Warriors early. Without Draymond Green going in, then losing Andrew Bogut to a knee injury during the game, the battle that the Warriors waged was just not enough, as 41 points each from LeBron James and Kyrie Irving helped Cleveland take the Game 5 victory. We will hear from Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, and Coach Kerr as we start with Coach Kerr's post-game comments.
You have 41 points to Kyrie, 41 to LeBron, a ton of points. Is it just too simple to say Draymond Green was the missing, was the absence there?
It's too simple to say that. We weren't very good defensively. We obviously knew we were without Draymond, so there's no point in harping on that. We had to play better, and we didn't. Both those guys played terrific games, shot the ball well. I thought our defensive communication was lacking. We had some plays where we didn't pick up in transition, and we had some cross matches that we didn't identify, and they got free, and especially Kyrie, and made a lot of shots in transition where we just weren't there.
Did you think the defensive energy was there? I mean, what was lacking specifically? In
communication, just not picking up the correct man, not talking on our switches, that kind of thing.
Art here on the left.
Yeah, Art Spender, San Francisco Examiner. You did say before the game, the place you would miss Draymond most was on defense. And that's what it turned out to be, didn't it?
They shot 53% and scored 112 points. And the defense was the issue for us. We had a good offensive first half, made some shots, had 61 points. And then, kind of got bogged down in the second. We tried a lot of different things, and nothing seemed to work. It was one of those nights, but... give them credit. They played a great game, and they earned it.
Over on the – go ahead, on the side.
Yes, Coach. Dave Lewis, KCBS San Francisco. You've spoken before that Draymond's energy, his fire, helped make him a great player. How do you find that balance where maybe the energy and passion and fire, where you go over that line, maybe hurts the team?
We're not talking about that tonight. Draymond wasn't here, so we played without him. We didn't play well enough to win. I'm not going into all that stuff.
Over on the right side.
Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game. Do you have an update on Bogut, and what did it do for you after he went out? We saw McAdoo at center a little bit there.
He's getting an MRI tonight on his knee. I think is it his left knee, Draymond? Yeah, left knee. So we'll see how that turns out. Didn't affect things too dramatically because we were playing so many people at that position anyway. It would have been nice to have him available, but we played, I think, four, five different people at center, just trying to find something that would work. And it's unfortunate. Hopefully he's okay. We need him, but we'll see how he's doing.
Right side on the aisle.
Carl Stewart from the Bay Area News Group. You were three for 21 from 3-point range in the second half. Were you getting good shots and missing them, or was something the Cavaliers did that affected that?
I thought we got a lot of good ones. We had some that were rushed. I thought there might have been a couple times in the game where Steph got into a little bit of a hurry, but for the most part, a lot of good looks. Sometimes they don't go down, and that's the way it goes, and you've got to make up for it in other areas with defense and rebounding in particular to, get some more possessions. So one of those nights, shots didn't go. We've got to play better, obviously, and I'm confident we will.
Second row over here. Go ahead.
Steve Bitker, KCBS. Just building on the last question, Steve, 26% shooting second half and 3 for 21 beyond the arc. How much of it was the Cavs' D?
Didn't he just ask that?
I was making notes.
And, okay, no problem.
And I realized that he was using my. Mike came in front of me, and I thought I had to come up with something. So
all right.
Next question, all the way in the back.
Steve, Michael Grange from Sportsnet. You've mentioned a couple of times your team seems to play best with adversity. How much adversity are you prepared for them to have to deal with? Going back to having to go back to Cleveland when you could have closed it out here?
Well, it's the NBA Finals. You got two great teams, and I kind of like our position. Would have been nice to win tonight, but we didn't win. We didn't play very well. They played well. So we go back to Cleveland and tee it up again. But I like our position a lot better than theirs.
All right, just as a follow, you mentioned mismatches as it relates to Kyrie. Was there anything in particular, like players that they were running, that you were running at him, or was it just getting cross-match kind of confusion that you were referring to?
We tried, a lot of different people. Clay was on him quite a bit, and Steph, and obviously a lot of switching was going on. But he just had a great game.
Steve and Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Clay had the hot hand for a long time there, and then there were long streaks in the second half where he didn't have the ball in his hands. Were you trying to find ways to get him the ball, and what was going on there?
Well, they did a good job defensively, and we don't call a ton of plays, sets. We want to play out of motion and get the ball moving, and they were doing a good job denying him. But I thought he had a great game. Clay was fantastic, and obviously had a big night shooting the ball, scoring the ball. But it's all part of the game. You want to get your guy open. They want to defend him. They did a nice job.
Rusty in the front.
Players often talk about your ability to say the right thing at the right time. What was your message to them tonight? What will it be tomorrow?
Well, we're in the same place we were last year, up 3-2 heading back to Cleveland. If you told me this before the series, I would have taken it. So we're in a good spot. We're disappointed we didn't win tonight, but like I said, they outplayed us. They deserve the win, and we'll go back to Cleveland and we'll play a better game for sure.
Phil Barber, Press Democrat. There have been some games in this series where LeBron and Kyrie were pretty great early in the game, but looked a little worn down towards the end. They have the ball in their hands a lot, obviously, a lot of minutes. Are you surprised that they stayed so strong in the fourth quarter? You weren't able to wear them down a little more tonight?
Well, again, our defense wasn't nearly as good as it's been. So when you don't play great defense for the first three quarters, your opponent isn't going to be worn down in the fourth.
Any other questions? Last one on the right side.
Jesus Zarate, ESPN Deportes, San Francisco. I saw that Iguodala played 41 minutes, Curry 40 minutes, Thompson 40 minutes. How much of an impact did that have on those guys?
You mean like were they tired?
The amount of time they play.
Well, the minutes aren't really that different from what they've been. I mean, guys have been at 38, 40, 42. That's kind of what you do with your star players. You look at the stat sheet, same thing for their team. We're just mixing and matching and trying to find anything that would work. And generally speaking, you're going to stay with your best players as much as you can. But it just wasn't our night, and we didn't get anything going. We couldn't find any combinations, and again, they beat us, they outplayed us, they deserve the credit, and we'll bounce back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Klay Thompson with a 37-point night and 6 3-pointers. Stephen Curry with 25 points and 5 threes on the evening. They joined each other at the podium afterward.
Hey, Klay. Phil Barber, Press Democrat. For a while there, you were really trading baskets, I guess, with Kyrie and LeBron. How did that feel at that time? And were you frustrated at all not being able to find your shot as much as they were late in the game?
Obviously, it feels good when your shot goes in. In the second half, there was times I should have, settled for too many bad shots. Obviously, it's frustrating. You want to win here more than anything for your fans. They deserve to see us win. But you just suck it up and move on. We're still, like Coach said after the game, take stock. We're still in a great position. And obviously stings real bad, but we'll come back stronger.
Robert on the left side.
Robert Littell, Black Sports Online. Obviously, both of you guys have had nights where you're hot just the same way that Kyrie and LeBron was. From that experience, when it's happening to you, what do you think is the best way to try to control it or contain it, or is it just something where it's their night and live to fight another day?
I mean, you, you tip your hat to them. They had a great night. Made some tough shots, made some open shots that we had miscommunication on, and they did what they needed to do to help the team get a win. So over the course of this series, we've done a pretty good job of containing them and trying to force them into tough spots on the floor. Tonight they kind of overcame that, and we like Clay said, we like our chances. Going forward, continue to just try to be us the best we can and get one more win.
Third row over here.
Go ahead.
Clay right here. In the first half, when you get into that, like, Clay Station mode that where you're hitting everything, and then you go into halftime in third quarter, are there thoughts in your head thinking that, let me play the odds and start going to the bucket more and start taking more higher percentage shots, or do you think, let me try to maintain, see if I'm still in this heat check mode?
Just take what defense gives you and what the offense is giving you as well. I mean, try not to force anything up. Be a decoy as well. Just cut off the ball, get in the paint, make a play for your teammate. But obviously stay very aggressive. And, but you don't want to force up bad shots. And there's, three or four shots tonight I wish I could get back and at pivotal times. So, yeah, just stay aggressive coming out the gate and try to get an easy bucket to start the second half.
All the way in the back.
Guys, for both of you, the miscommunication seemed to be a theme for this game. And Sean said that Draymond factors into that miscommunication. What does he do on defense as part of the overall communication?
He's usually pretty, obviously, vocal. He's our center fielder in the back when he's able to see the whole floor. Tonight it was obviously different rotations, and we tried to adjust on the fly, with the different matchups. But we just didn't execute as well. Like you said, there's a couple switches that we were very lazy on, and when guys get hot like that, if you don't kind of shore up your defense, especially in pivotal moments where you have momentum and can get, one or two stops away from, either taking the lead or, finishing quarters out strong or what have you. That's when it comes back to bite you. So that's what happened tonight.
Over on the right side. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. Eric Pincus, Basketball Insiders. Gentlemen, obviously Draymond was out tonight. Can you share a little bit more about what was missed and now you have a concern Andrew Bogut might be out as well, potentially, what that means for the team?
I mean, Draymond does a little bit of everything, obviously. His playmaking, his rebounding, his communication, and his heart and soul. So, obviously, we missed him tonight big time. It's not an excuse, though. We still, had an opportunity to win the game. We liked our position at halftime, tied up. Still, but... I mean, Kyrie was great tonight, had my number, hit some tough shots. But, there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you put your hand up and it just goes in. And same with LeBron. We gave him he was hitting the shots we were giving him the first three games. But we still like our chances. But it's obviously a big void to fill without Draymond out there. And if Bogut, if there's a chance he's out Thursday, our bigs are just going to have to step up. Been doing it all year.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Clay, you're known as a great two-way player, and you were on Irving like glue so much of the evening. What was your viewpoint from where you stood of him making some of the shots that he made right in your face?
It happens. I mean, he's a phenomenal player, especially on the offensive end, so it obviously stings, and you watch the film and see what you could do better, but you don't let it deflate you for Thursday. You play the same hard-nosed defense and try and make him just take the same contested shots. He was hitting, give Kyrie credit, he was hitting tough floaters, turnarounds, and he just had a great game. but you definitely don't, you know, hold your head down. You got to come out Thursday with the same mindset to play hard nose and try and, you know, not limit him to maybe 20, not 41.
Steph, we've seen this movie before with LeBron James in a closeout game, but to get that kind of performance from Kyrie Irving, is that something that you guys could have foreseen?
I mean, like Clay said, they're two talented players that are capable of big games like that. You don't want it to happen on you, or especially in a situation like tonight, but I wouldn't say surprised because of what their, you know, talent level is, and what they've shown in the past, and like you say, LeBron in big games. So it sucks that it happened tonight with the opportunity we had in front of us to close out a series at home in front of our home fans. And it's a tough feeling, but you work hard in the series early to put ourselves in this position again on Thursday. We'll be ready. We'll obviously watch the film and understand where the mishaps were, and especially on the defensive end against those two guys. Come out with confidence and get the job done.
And the Warriors are now headed back to Cleveland for Game 6 on Thursday night. With this Warriors sound coverage of the NBA Finals, I'm Lawrence Scott.